Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. I feel so cruel. I started reading Tanz's message about Matt's missive, and I knew there was like barely 30 seconds to go until the music started. But I barreled on anyway. My time management here in this podcast is, I have to be very, very skilled with my time management in the rest of my life. So in the podcast, I just get a little bit lackadaisical, for want of a better term. Anyway, Tanz, very sorry. We shall get into it now. As Tanz said, you got to the name of the Doctor episode in Matt's missive sooner than I anticipated. So Tanz says, my favorite musical artist, the Pet Shop Boys. Oh my God, I love the Pet Shop Boys. The Pet Shop Boys made a song that fits perfectly into this episode, which is Memory of the Future. If you go to the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, you will be able to just click on the song, the YouTube video from Tanz's link, right under their post. It says, the song sounds like it was written for Doctor Who, Memory of the Future. More specifically, it sounds like it was written to coincide with the episode The Name of the Doctor, in which Clara jumps into the Doctor's timeline on Trenzalore and interacts with each of his previous incarnations. The song sounds like it's an ode to Clara from the 11th Doctor. I love this. So Tanz's reasoning is, one, the Doctor at this point has already seen Clara die twice and met her alive again, hence him calling her the Impossible Girl. Thus, she is inevitable to me. Oh, they're the lyrics from the song, I see. Number two, she went into his timeline and met his past selves. Thus, I was and will be with you. Oh, this is cute, Tanz. I love that you're doing a deep reading of a Pet Shop Boys song as it pertains to an episode of Doctor Who. This is fun. By the way, Tanz, don't worry that you didn't get here before I did the episode, because lovely Paul sent me a stack of emails about the whole Moffat era, which I keep threatening to go to, but then never really went near the Moffat era in any of my rewatches. And then now we're in the middle of Matt's missive and I can really dig into it. So, you know, prepare yourselves. So anyway, we'll continue. Number three. See, I even distract myself from a missive about the missive. Missive missives. Oh my God. Missive missive. Missive missive. We're in the missive, 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 missive. That's the theme song for missive missives. If you have a missive about the missive. I still don't know why I called it Matt's missive, but that's what it is now. missive, missive. I've lost my mind. actually, I don't think I ever had it to begin with. So where was I up to? Number three. The Doctor only had glimpses of Clara in the past over many incarnations. Hence, it's taken me all of my life to find you. Oh, cute. And number four, you unlock the past, so many scenes moving fast. Oh, that's, oh, this about describes what we see, and maybe the Doctor does too, when Clara jumps into his timeline. Especially, yeah, where we see the people dressed in the Doctor's costumes running past Clara as if they're the actual Doctor. Like, I thought that was kind of cute, those moments. It felt weird that then they would be intercut with some very dodgy videotape from the 1980s or 60s, but still cute. Number five, the single version of this song was released the 31st of December 2012, and the episode aired just a few months later in 2013. We all know Russell T. Davis is a big Pet Shop Boys fan. It's a Sin, anyone? It's a Sin is what, like, it's an amazing TV show, but it's one of my favorite Pet Shop Boy fan, but Pet Shop Boy songs. It's so good. And says, maybe Moffat is too. What do you think? Coincidence or something more of a tribute? I don't know, Tans. I kind of like it, though. I love that. Like, this feels like I'm reading out a post from Facebook, but I feel like this is one of those things, like, has someone made it? Has someone, you know, people make those videos on YouTube. They probably don't make them anymore because of, you know, insane copyright claims. But people used to make like a YouTube video to a song of all their favorite clips of a couple from a soap opera kissing. Like Troy Hunter, who I was talking about, whose book Gus and the Missing Boy is in all good and bad bookshops. I think he's just in the good bookshops, and I think they let him in the bad bookshops because, you know, his book is too good. he might turn up in the bad bookshops. I don't know. I haven't been there to have a look. Anyway, Troy used to just send me these links of like, I'm catching up on EastEnders, and it would just be someone's entire storyline from EastEnders without all the other stories. Like, it would just be like one long YouTube video of this couple and every time they almost kissed or then did kiss. I'm like, oh my God, you're hilarious. But yeah, lovely Troy. So yeah, I would love to see if anyone had made this. Like, you should do it, Tans. Like, just get on, like, you could do it as a TikTok. If that song's on TikTok, easy. But yeah, that would be interesting. Like, just cutting together a version of The Name of the Doctor just with bits of Clara in the Doctor's past, jumping in and out of the, you know, just, you could just cull that scene from the end where it's just heaps of bits of Clara and the many incarnations of the Doctor and just play this song over the top of it. That would be awesome. I would do it if I knew what I was doing. if you've seen the Me, I Am a Memoir YouTube channel, you know how bad I am at editing anything. we've started... Because we work remotely, we're in different cities, we have to videotape it just as, you know, part of recording. And I wondered what it would be like if I put the audio from us and stuck it on the video and whether that would be hard to edit. Anyway, I'm not amazing at it. also, it's on Zoom, so it's real blurry. But yes, oh, thank you, Tans. That is fun. I like the idea of that. That is how exciting to have a soundtrack. I mean... We weirdly now do have a soundtrack to Doctor Who, and it is the very expensive Changes by David Bowie, or whoever is singing it. Is it Bowie? Like, does anyone know if it's just a remixy kind of version, or has someone gone in and sung it? Because it sounds like David Bowie, but they're not. Like, it's a... Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I didn't make the trailer, so I don't know. But that is, you know... Having like a big song like that is a big thing. One of my favorite David Bowie moments in pop culture. This is going to sound so weird. It's, I don't know if you've seen the film A Knight's Tale. Oh my God, I love it so much. Starring Heath Ledger as the knight of who the tale is about. There's a scene where he starts dancing in the medieval nightclub. Where they're playing Golden Years by David Bowie, and it is seriously one of my favorite scenes in cinema ever. It's cheesy and silly and over the top, and I love it. Anyway, it means I'm kind of looking forward to the musical episode of Doctor Who that we're inevitably getting, given that Jinx Monsoon has some sort of musical powers that can tie Ruby up, and also people were dancing with umbrellas. Anyway, as promised, Paul has sent in a massive missive about Matt's missive. Well, not really about Matt's missive. Like, Paul sent this in about 400 years ago to the point where it says, "Hello, Adam. In theory, 457, you asked if there was ever a conclusion to everything to do with the silence. In short, yes, there was. I watched it. I saw it. I get it. Like, it's just that so much of it was done in dialogue, and I'd only watched that episode once, so it never really stayed with me or resonated with me. But Paul says, for the purposes of my explanation, I'm going to mention two timelines as it's crucial to everything silence. There is the timeline we see as a viewer, episode to episode, which I'll name the current timeline. The other one I'm going to name Old River Timeline. I'm aware this might get very convoluted as it spans many episodes. I mean, Paul, it spans many episodes in Doctor Who, and it's going to span many episodes for us. We will get into the ORT and the CT next.